docteur avec Allah.
Halacha Gimel Perek Revi in Dmai. Daf. Yud Ches. Yud Ches Amar Aleph. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Ein Adam Tzarich Likrot Shem Al Maaser Ani Shel Dmai. There's no point for an individual to even, who buys Dmai, to even worry about Maaser Ani. Forget about giving it to the Ani. That you never have to do. If you have anything that you're allowed to eat, we say most of the Chaberol of Araya when it comes to Gemara. However, on the other Matanis, we said, at least say that here is where my Maaser Rishon is. See, you don't have to give it to the lady unless you can prove that it wasn't Gemara and it was Vada. But when it comes to Maaser Rishon, you don't even have to set it aside and say, here is where, we'll see what, here is where the Maaser Rishon would be. Now, if only, I don't even have to do that. Now, no, that's Kriya Shem. Our precious actually set it aside, and then there's the Sina. So the Chachomim Amim, Kore Shem, you say that here is where it would be, the Interichlat Rishon. You don't have to demarcate it, but you certainly have to define it in there, because if you don't define it, then it's Tevel, isn't it? So he holds that the question over here by Maaser Rishon, you got a problem. Because once you take off Maaser Rishon, then you have to take off the Truma already. So it's Maaser from Maaser Rishon. The Truma's Maaser already, that's a hassle. Because then I'm going to have to get that to a coin because it's also Bachila. And I don't want to eat something on the Ba'amar. I'm worrying about the Truma's Maaser. So the rationalization in the Amoritz affects the original Teva. And there was always ready, which we saw yesterday, the same idea. He's not willing to be marshal somebody in the case of Dimua. He's going to tell him the truth, at least according to Rishon Mishazuri. So it's all a psychological function. The fact is that he's gotten used to the idea that Teva is not the end of the world, and, you know, and whatever. Call me Drabonim, Bismanos, whatever it is. So Mimela, when it comes to Maaser Rishon, although we are Chayshish there, that's because he's lazy. It's because he doesn't want to get involved in the problem of Trumas Maaser. But when it comes to Maaser Ani, there's no skin off his back at all. So therefore, if I buy it from him, I can assume that why would he not take off Maaser Ani? He doesn't have to give it to Anian, right? At least, I mean, he's a godson, but he's used to that. But he doesn't have to give it on me in order to be matzah the Teva. So therefore, why should I be matzah at all? I can assume that he was matzah.
Is he Koreshim or matzah?
Yeah, that he was Koreshim. Right. So I don't have to worry about it. So time is Rabbi Elazar. Chachamim say, no, you have to be chayish anyway in order to take off Zimmer's Teva. And then, of course, there's no point in being mafreshit because it's only a problem of gezel. So it's mamon aniyim, let the aniyim come and prove that the first guy hadn't been mafreshit, and then you'll give it to them. But until he can prove it, then you don't have to worry about it. Misha karashen, the trumat maser, shel demai. Ulamaser, anisha vadai. That means somebody wasn't now mafresh, but he had been koreshen. So he said, like we do. And he has it now here on the piece that he took off. Or if he has Maaser and he took off Vadai, now the question is, on Shabbos, can he give them? Does he give the Maaser to an Oni? Can he give the Trumas Maaser to a Kohen? Now, we made a takana. The fact that there's really a present, there's no problem of muktzah over here or of matana over here in terms of ksiva. But there is a takana that we're afraid that people will come. It looks like we're being misakin your things on Shabbos, which is also to do.
You need to prepare the food before.
Right. Yeah, and you have it. You just want to give it to them. So mumela, in order that it shouldn't be that you were mitakin mana on Shabbos, don't give it on Shabbos. But in a case where a Kohen or an Ani anyway, this particular Kohen, this particular Ani always comes into his house to eat. So the fact that he's feeding him does not look like an Asina of Truma or an Asina of Maaser Ani. Then there's no problem. That's like taking something for a medicine that you would have taken anyway as food during the week. So if we don't ask for something that can be done for either reason, so you'd be feeding the guy anyway. In this case, you're feeding him truma, or you're feeding the oni, maitre oni. So there, it doesn't, you're not doing an isra lagave, this problem of tikkun mana, of nirik tikkun mana, but it's gnei b'sal. Because he thinks that you're giving him a meal, whereas actually, you're giving him something that you are mechuyav to give him, not your food. So therefore, you have to tell him, you can't let him assume that you're giving him your food and have him be makir teva to you for the food that you're giving him, where in reality, you're giving him his food. So in order to avoid Geneva das, which is where people are makir teva without any basis, you have to let him know. Now the mashma'ut is that it's only because they eat there all the time. In other words, for you to invite someone in who's a kohen, for you, here's a good way to give money, that already would be similar to giving it to Mashaba. But since over here he's anyway there all the time, right? So it would be like saying something that I would never take as a except for a refuah, to pretend that I'm taking it as a ma'akal, when I need to take it as a refuah. That doesn't help. Because where really is a ma'akal? This is only where this really is your guest, and really would be coming to you. Says Rabbi Bar Baruna, B'Shem Rav, Ha'ochel Perotav, Tfulin, B'Shetzei L'Maaser, Ani, Chayav Misa. L'Maaser, if you would eat Teva, that you weren't Mafish Maaser Ani from, you would be Chayav Misa. It's not that there's any kula when it comes to Teva, in which you took off Maaser Rishon, but you didn't take off Maaser Ani. They're exactly the same. So I'll bet that makes you wonder, so why then is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar over here, he made you Lagabe Maaser Ani, as if Maaser Ani is less common when it's not less common? No. Matam, the Rabbi Elazar, the Svar Rabbi Elazar, is nothing to do with it being kal in terms of Teva. It's because Mikivan Shu Yodea Shu Ba'avon Misa, Mafrish. Since the Amaret knows that Tevel is bad, it's just that he rationalizes where it costs him something. But Aliyah doesn't cost him anything. Why shouldn't he be mafish to be macho himself from an oven Misa? Of course he'll be mafish. Matam the Rabbana. And why do the Rabbana argue on him? Because they taina belokach korei shame the inot tarich lafish. Let's say that you want to be major. Are we being master? What are we saying? Does it cost you anything? Do you have to be master anything? We ask you to say two more words. Umaiser ani betadar. Of course, what do you think? So we should rely on the Amaret. Does it hurt you not to rely on the Amaret? We made a takana for demai. You have to say four extra words. You're going to be mockish anyway. For God's sake, say the four extra words. What do we need to be making on something where we're trying to create an answer that people will be more mocked on? So we don't want to be machalic and demise to say, this thing we will and this thing we won't. But I mean, we're already included in the mitzvah of maisa. Ra'u otan, this man doesn't make any sense. Ra'u otan matrish sheni. If we see a guy being mafish now maaser sheni, and we've had this before, this issue, to machlok, tani. It says in the bright time, ne'eman, the sheni, ne'eman the rishon, to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, someone who we know is ne'eman to take off maaser sheni, is certainly ne'eman to take off maaser rishon. Whereas the Chachonim say, ha ne'eman the rishon, ne'eman the sheni. Haman Ne'eman the Sheni, Eino Ne'eman the Rishon. Now we're going to discuss this svara over here. The Rachonim are saying, if he takes off Maaser Rishon, then he's Ne'eman to take off Maaser Sheni. But the fact that he was Ne'eman to take off Maaser Sheni doesn't mean that he necessarily took off Maaser Rishon. Because the Maaser Rishon, what do they say? Maaser Rishon is a Tvada. So that you're going to have to give to Alei. Maaser Sheni, you get to keep yourself. So if he's ready to be mafri something that he gives to Levi, so why wouldn't he be mafri something that he goes for himself? But Mashenken, if he's Neman Mashenki, that's because he gets to keep it. He doesn't want to get something over here to give to somebody else. So you figure he won't be mafri. Now, What's Rabbi Elazar's point? My town, the Rabbi Elazar, I tell you. It could be, possibly, Mishum She'enu Choshud La'advin. It's a whole new issue that we haven't even thought about. There's an interview right there of Malayat Chavadimacha Altiakar, from where we learn that you're not allowed, that the Isra allowed to be mafish by Tashani before you're mafish by Tarishan, among other issues. You can't switch the order of giving Trumas and Mice. So if that's the case, the guy, what Rebbe Eliezer might be saying is very simple. If you see the guy being mafish by Tarishan, Mice Tashani, I mean, what's he going to be over a lot? To be mafish by Tarishani without being mafish by Tarishan? Mamela, you could be momming him that he certainly took off my Tarishan. That's one possibility. Or it could simply be, oh, Mishum Shifrish Sheni, Chazaka, Shifrish, Rishon. It's simply the point is that a guy who's Nemon and taking Meister, it's not, he's starting the doctor that he had a patient, and over here he only has to be paid it, and over here he has to give it to a lazy. I mean, come on, you know. Once the guy rationalizes, he rationalizes. If he doesn't rationalize, he doesn't rationalize. And I'm going to get into such a dichotomy that he's willing to take this much because I'm willing to take that. Maybe that's all that Rabbi Elazar is saying. No fancy forest. He just holds it. Look, you see a guy being mocked on Maestros. He's going to be mocked on Maestros without thinking about which Maestros he's going to be mocked on. Maybe that's the shot. But Taninam, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ain Adam Tariq, we call shame, Lamaser, Anisha, Gemayna, Ravi. The Mishnah said that a person who buys the Nama Oretz does not have to worry about being Korei Shame for Maitre Ani, which means, Ha Rishon, it could say, Tariq. He would still have to be Mafish Maitre Rishon. Isn't that obvious from the Mishnah? All that Rabbi Elazar was saying in the Mishnah is that you can rely on his taking off Meiser Ani. So for another, for all intents and purposes, it's as if I saw him taking off the Meiser Ani, and nonetheless, I don't believe him, look after the other Meiser. And this is the same Rabbi Elazar, correct? So even though we say that he's not Nechshad, we're still going to have to be Mafrish Meiser Rishon. If the Svara is, because he's Eino Chashud La'agdim, so over here is also a Magdin. Well, how come we have to be Mafish Rishon? We should say, what, the guy would have been Mafish Maitre Ani without taking off Maitre Rishon, and he would be over on Malay Achavadi Macha. I thought he's not perfect for such a thing. Ma'im Sheni. She'en Ravatova Tama Ahifrish. If when we see him being Mafish Maitre Sheni, where the other one doesn't have Tova Tama, he has real violence in it. It's for him. And in that case, we still say that okay, if he's mafrish that, even though he really mafrish that, does he lose anything by being mafrish that? I mean, he gets stupid anyway. But if he's mafrish that, he certainly was mafrish Rishon, that's what you're willing to say, right? But if he was mafrish Shani, he was certainly mafrish Rishon, even though when it comes to Rishon, he would have to give it to the lady. Why? Because Malay Hachavadi Machal Ta'acher, we're not going to be gracious to guys for doing it wrong. So Koshi came if he's to take off Meiser Ani, where he has only Tovat Hanahan, he has to give it to Aniyim. So isn't it a Koshi came that he's even a less cultured person to do something that's going to be over now? And obviously, he was not going to be cultured to be mocked in his Meiser Ani, his Meiser Rishon, because both the Meiser Ani and the Meiser Rishon don't go to him. So there'd be no reason for him to ignore one. They're both the same. So I don't understand how this works out. It must be that it has nothing to do with that issue. It's got to be because of this concept of the chazaka that he's not going to be mechalic in it. And the chazaka is that he's saying a guy who's Neman for Meister Shani is Neman for Meister Rishon. But he wouldn't say that for Meiser Ani, because the difference is obviously that he gets into a hassle with Meiser Rishon, his hassle being Trumas Meiser, and that's the point. But if the question is because of the Le'achavadi Machah, and we're not taking into consideration his problem that he's got this hang up about taking up my Teresha, right? Then there's no way to understand this. Why in the world would he say, well, we're not going to be machalic between Meister Ani and Meister Shane. We're going to be machalic between Meister Rishon here. It's got to be that it's because of the special situation. How about in a case where a guy brings out, a guy comes along and he says, this is Meister Shane, what I'm bringing you. And it's public. So now it's basically a question of a special authorization either. Because he had not to say it's a measure of shame. So in that case, he'd be Ne'eman. But if he says, Tadrili, look, I know you guys don't trust the Amayar. I'm telling you, I was poted. But you know, I have no hak poted, by all means. You could go and be poted. But there ain't no Ne'eman. Because that's very suspicious. What's he saying? I don't mind if you're going. In other words, you weren't going to be poted. Yeah, you don't want to be mafshir. If you're not going to say you want to be poted. Okay, fine. Of course, I was poted, but I know you guys want to be poted again. So that's a nice way of saying, okay, you won't be poted. So there, even though you could tie it to the Peshit, the way that he said it makes it pretty clear that he wasn't poted. Now, the matnita, where it says over here that if it's poted, he's Ne'eman, is Lechora going according to Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because if you say he's Ne'eman, he seems to be saying he's Ne'eman totally. You're buying from an Amoret. Why? What do you mean he's Ne'eman totally? Why don't I still have to go and pick up my Farisha? Mm-hmm. All I know is that he's Ne'eman Agami Meister Shane. But he's still an Amoret. So if you hold like Rabbi Elazar who says, well, here, guy taking off Meister Shani, then you know he took off Meister Risha, right? Okay, so then it makes sense. I mean, if I'm saying that it's a pesha, he took off Meister Shani, so that means by definition, I'm accepting that he took off Meister Shani. By definition, I'm accepting he took off Meister Risha. But if it's going according to Rabbanu, what do you mean he can eat it? Why can he eat it? He can eat it agave the din of pidyon, but he can't eat it because he still has to take off the other things that he would take off from Zamai. So apparently we're going, I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. Very nice to hear. So therefore we're talking about speech of the Rebbe Eliezer. Because the Rebbe Eliezer, Omer HaNe'eman L'Sheni, Ne'eman L'Rishon. But the Chachamim will argue, they should have said, of course you can't eat it until you take off my Rishon. Omer Rebbe Eliezer, no. In this case, it's Divrei HaKoli. Even the Chachamim would be made here. Why? Because Asu Ota Kitosefet HaBikurim. Just like Tosefet HaBikurim Me'echelet Tahara Uptura Min Admai Avze Me'echelet Mishum Sheni Upatur Min Arishon. Let's say somebody, the norm is that you don't stick to mamish the Bi'araisa. You go through your field, you see the first teina should be chra, and you tie a little string, and you wait until it grows, you take off that teina, and you walk into the Beis HaMikdash with a basket of one teina and one rimon, and said, no, the people do it. They pick the first teina and they put it in a basket. But that's what those steps are. So even though we understand that something of somebody is being mockish, he's going to be mocked it on, and he'll keep it the pyra and so on, just like we trust in Amoritz to bring yayin for Nisachim. But if he's bringing yayin for Nisachim, even though normally in Amoritz is Tamei, but Legave V's and Yayin, he's going to intend to bring it for Kodesh, we accept it. So there is therefore a sense that when somebody is doing something in such a fashion, he did it all right. We view this as being the same idea. Over here, even though Rabbanu will be made, he's bringing you, so to speak, a gift of Meister Shani, which we're buying, accepting of his payda. But then already, if he's doing something, he's doing it right, and over there we're accepting that he took up Meister Risha, even I'll leave it at the home. That's the point. No, it means that he's not properly, he doesn't have a proper system of values. It's a system of values problem. In other words, he's not sufficiently committed. The haraya, once you commit yourself, has nothing to do with it. Once you commit yourself, then you're a chaver. It's a question of how strong your system of values is. You could say, I believe in this. Well, lots of people believe in a lot of things, but not to the extent that they're willing to do anything about it, and so on. So an Ama Oris, literally, the meaning of an Ama Oris is a person whose life is led by the earth. And that means that we're people of the earth, and we respond, therefore, to earthy things more than to intellectual things. So the way that we practice religion is part of our social practices, right? We're connected to the earth, and that defines all of our things. Many people are like that. So they're traditional, but where does that tradition come from? It doesn't come from a profound commitment to a system of beliefs. It comes from society. This is the way people do things. It's the way of the earth, which is called the Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz. It's not religion. It's Derech Eretz. So in Amela, it's always the Eretz that will define it. So if I have a need for something, I mean, it's not comfortable. That's correct. Absolutely. That's because you don't come to the Shabbos here, you see. This is exactly what we were talking about. I have to get you into the shoe. Yeah. So, therefore, time is with Yossi, even the Rabbonin would be Moda in this case. So, Abzen, Echelet, Mishum, Shemi, Upatur, Min Harishon. Also, Rabbi Hanina, B'Shem, Rabbi Ami, and he tainted the Rabbi Eliezer. He tainted no. And in this case, it's got to be like Rabbi Eliezer. And he doesn't go for this far. Now the Cheni Matnita, when the Mishnah says over here, Lo Yitznum B'Shabbat, which talks about, I mean, it sounds like there's an Isser of Muktzah or something over here, because you're not supposed to handle it on something. So he wants to make it very clear. But the din over here is that lo yitznum means literally lo yitznum in the sense of bringing them to give to a coin. It's nothing to do with lo yitznum in the sense of don't be mafresh after you were called a shame. That's not the yisr. Handling them, that's not the yisr. The tamin and tamad be shanai omrim ein mo lekin chala umatanot kohim b'yom tov. You see, we have a machlokes Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel gabi yontes. Whether, and if there's this beferish that Beit Shammai holds, whether you actually took it off, meaning you were mafresh it today, or you were mafresh it yesterday, and there's no problem over it. The only problem is the actual Messina, where Beit Hillel is makir. Over there it's talking about on yontes. Where Beit Hillel is motive, and on yontes, it would be okay. And over there it says, continues on in the Mishnah, that but that's not true of Truma, that's where Beit Hillel would also be motive, that you don't take off Truma because it looks like we're attacking it today. So you should know that these two Mishnahs are meant to be complementary. That's the point. Hada Yalfam and Ahi Vahi Yalfam and Hada. We need both of these Mishnayot to clarify each other. In what sense? Hada Yalfam and Ahi. To tell me that our Mishnah has to be learned from there, even though here it says Shabbos, it doesn't mean only Shabbos. He Yontav Yi Shabbos. Because you shouldn't think that since on Yontav it's mutter to be Meichin or Eichin, so therefore there's no problem. Because anything that could be done before Yontav has to be done before Yantar. So that's not the issue. Don't misunderstand Shabbos qua Shabbos, not Yantar. We see from the other that it's true about Yantar as well.
It
would be the same. That's right.
Well, but, there's also,
reason
to think about
Molishim
on
Yantar
as opposed to...
No, I never got a hotel, no. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, even that out of you. But it's good as known after you. The Ayi Yalfa Min Hada. Furthermore, the cases also have to be understood one from the other. Because when we say over there that it's talking about Yontes, or Shabbos, so and there too, it says Ein Molichin. What does that imply to you? That Ein Molichin, but if the guy comes to your house, it would be no problem. Mm-hmm. So our Mishnah makes it very clear that that's only where it's limud to eat by you. But if you invite the guy into your house, that's the equivalent of molichin. I wouldn't have known that until I saw our Mishnah. But it's not a din in... OK, okay, it looks like a normal tzedek. Now, it has to be more than that. It has to look like a normal tzedek for a person who would eat the normal tzedek in your home. But to invite a kohen in is the same thing as molichimah. That I only learned from our mishnah. So you see, both elements, each mishnah concentrates on what's unique to it, but you need to have both of them. It's not somebody's mind. Now, in somebody's mind, a person doesn't think about going into his friend's house and eating all of a sudden. It's got to be. People will look at that as being a Messina Truman shop. Come. Now, once we've already learned in our Mishnah this thing about the Bilvachio Di'u, and the Bilvachio Di'u means we're going to be mocked at Angineva's dot. So we bring in already this halacha, the famous prices about Geneva's bat. Lo yitzarev adam da kaviro lo orcho b'sha'ashu yodea she'ino rotze. You shouldn't keep pushing a guy to eat by you when you know that he doesn't want to and he's not going to accept anyway, to make it look like you really want him as a guest. Lo yargalo b'tikrovet b'sha'ashu yodea she'ino mekabel. And don't keep pushing. Now, tikrovet could mean a gift. And tikrovet could mean things that imply kirva. So the latter could mean, now about tikrovet, when we say tikrovet, it would be yadashu rachit. You know that he already washed. He already washed. He's already holding my knees. He's going to eat his own things. And matrich alui, and now you say, come on and wash, son. You know that he washed. And in Yerushalayim, in order that these things wouldn't happen, they used to have a towel in front of the door. And the towel would have, it could be on the left of the door or on the right of the door. So as long as the towel was on the left of the door, it meant that we haven't started eating and we have room for guests. If you put it on the right of the door, it means there's no room in this house for further guests. Which meant that if you walk the guy back and you say, why didn't you come in and eat, and the towel is on the left hand, on the right hand side, the guy knows that you had no intention of having him in his house, and therefore he wouldn't come to the neighbor's guy.
Was this all the time, or just out of the country?
It's a very interesting thing, isn't it? So have you mopped it, still has to smell of the Yamina.
And Rivario's master. Although
we're
going, he mentioned
this.
I didn't know
what he had. Interesting. Tony, a malicious mabeta avo, but we use the Russian of tziut. The ultimate tziut. A guy is bringing in things to drink into a beit avo. The truth is, he's got 1 ounce of wine in here, but he makes sure that it's colored glass that you can't see. So it looks like he's bringing in a lot to share with the avelim. That's why they call it tziut. You place your kohanot on atzinam because he loads him up with false loads. You know, the guy feels that he owes him a lot. He doesn't owe him a lot. Funny, yesh yesh lo akum v'yisrael. The shaila what this is doing over here, because it's more mashma that this ties into this whole next piece. Seems to tie into the figure that we had yesterday about Mipnei Darke Shalom. You see, he's upset that he missed the whole first part. Mipnei Darke Shalom, that we allow the guy to eat tevel, so to speak, of Demai, in the case of the Sheva Brochus case. So over here, the truth is these two Mishnayos were related because we were mafalik in both of them between somebody who normally would eat by you, right, and somebody who would normally eat by you. So the same thing was true of the Sheva Brachas. So I'm going to go over there too. We said, well, there wouldn't have been, for the Sheva Brachas, we wouldn't have been Mekel, because it's not the norm. You wouldn't have been Semech on it before Shabbos. So now we bring in further halachas about Darkei Sholem, even though it's not about the part about Ragulef, let's go. So you have a city where you have Goyim and Jews living together. Ha-Gabayim Govim Mishal Yisrael Umi Shalakun. So mitnei darkei shalom. So all of these things were mitnei darkei shalom, and the Girdai were hoping that they could get a sort of reformed stock, that mitnei darkei shalom sort of extends to everything. So they wanted to know about how about attending a New Year's Eve party, just mitnei darkei shalom. So, Girdai, either it means Girdai, meaning they were the weavers, and maybe this is part of their public relations effort, or the name of a place, people that lived in the Yarat. Shali, maybe? The Rebbe Ami. How about the Yom Nishpesha Akuma? Now, Sofa, they were hoping for Mishrelon, Minahakam, the Nibarki Shalom. They knew he had Paskin, some other Nibarki Shalom issues, so they figured. See, that's why I think it's Girdai, because Machnisim Klei Akum, the Klei Yisrael, you know, there are people that deal with Girdai. So anyway, so they figured they would get a Darkei Shalom. Homel on Rabbi Ba said to them, no way, man. Attending Rabbi Chiya, Yom Mishpat Shal Akum Asa. When it comes to it, it's not a religious thing, no. When it has anything that touches on religion, forget about it. It's only where it's, you know, social. It's anything that has their issues of where they come and they're going to be made to the Getchka, that's not included. That's correct. No, it means where they would be made to their avenues, where they would say grace from their parents, something that has to do with Hodah to their God. Liberalism, which is Nei Darkei Shalom. If it wouldn't have been for Rabbi Ba, I'll tell you, the next thing would have been that they would have been Matravei Dezora Shalayim. Baruch HaMokom Shiachi Konumihem. Thank God for Rabbi Ba coming along in time to stop this creeping liberalism, which would have ended up with our attending weddings in church, because after all, it's with Nei Darkei Shalom. You don't want to do a little bit extra there so we can keep catching up? How are we doing fine? You know what the dot is? Do you have your dot calendar on? I'm worried that the dot is.